So, let's start with this side up. Ruvain lives upstairs and wants to extend to his apartments. So, gets Dan's permission and he's able to extend. He goes to Shimon downstairs and he says, look, why do it individually? Let's do it together and we can save costs. Shimon says, I have a small family, I'm not interested at the moment in extending. Reuben, do you mind, says Reuben, if I use your pots in order to put the beams inside? And he said, fine, you can go ahead. So Reuben builds, puts his beams in the pots of Shimon, and he has now extension to his apartment. A few years later, Shimon, who lives downstairs, has a bigger family and now has a need to extend his apartment. So he does. And by doing that, he's built the walls around the extension, but he doesn't need to build a ceiling because the floor of Reuben upstairs serves as a purpose as a ceiling for Shimon downstairs. Reuben sees Shimon building. He waits till he's finished and approaches Shimon and says, I see that you have now extended, and therefore, since you are now using my floor, I would like you to share in that cost of the floor, and here's the bill. Shimon says, no, I don't think I'm mechuyev. So they end up in Beis Din, and Shimon's taina, the reason why he doesn't think he's mechuyev to pay, is because zenena zeno chosa. You built it for yourself. You built it in any case. Not for me. You built it for yourself. Now that I'm using it, does it chosa for you? Have you lost anything from the fact that I'm using that floor of yours as my ceiling? No. So therefore I'm benefiting from your floor. Ends up in my ceiling. But I'm not chosa anything from you. So therefore I shouldn't have to pay.
You're not chosa anything from me.
Yes, Shimon is not chosa anything from Reuben for the fact he's using Reuben's floor as his ceiling. So he shouldn't have to pay anything. Time is Shimon.
Going back to the previous case,
it's different than the
fences.
Very different than
the fences.
Very different than the fence case. By having him, it was the same. Very different.
There we said he was fired because he was with Gala Daito, that he really wanted it. Is that what we said?
Yes. Yes.
So that Sfar Mustav wouldn't apply here because it was a change in Matzias. I mean, he had left a smaller family originally. So it's not, so the fact that the larger family now is not Megala Daito that 5 years ago he would have won.
Well, now he's Megala Daito.
Now he is, but that's the fact.
Now he's Megala Daito. What's the chiyuv of Zenen and Zechoso? When you are Choso, what's the chiyuv? I'm taking Hana from you. And my Hana is Chosu. Now, what's the difference if you're Megala Zas? In the case of Lo, yeah, but you're not Chosu. No Chosu, but still you're Chayav, because you're Megala Zas. The Hana I'm taking from you is worth money because I'm prepared to pay for it. So here also, the fact that I'm willing to invest a lot of money to get hold of the use of your floor, because I'm building those walls around and I'm taking money out of my pocket to be able to use your floor as my roof, that shows that the hana which I'm getting from your floor is worth money, because I'm prepared to spend money on trying to get use of that hana. So therefore we should say the same thing and say zenene zelokosa, correct, but you've megala das that the hana you're taking is worth money because you're willing to take money out of your pocket to use that hana.
I could think why Shimon doesn't have to pay, even if it's an Elizeth Hosef. The first is, you're even mishtatet, you were using my land to build your porch. Secondly, fine, I'll take away your poles and I'll take away my walls. You'll be stuck.
Okay.
If you want to keep your poles there, the price is to let me have my
walls. It's too late. You can't now say,
no, I can't.
Take the poles.
Why not?
You can't take the poles.
I never gave you a license to be there forever. You asked me to keep your poles there. Now I'm changing your mind. You can't have your poles there anymore.
No.
Land.
If I ask you,
yeah?
If I ask you, I want to invest 150,000 shekels.
Yeah.
But it's all dependent when you give permission for me to build in your chutz of those poles. I'm not going to pay a cent if you're going to say that you can have those poles for 5 years. If you're going to say you're going to give me resources to have those poles on a permanent basis, then I'm willing to invest 150,000 shekels in that project. And you said, go ahead. So now what you've done, you've told me, just spend that money, don't worry. So now you can't turn around 5 years later and say, no, if you do, then you've got a claim of mazik.
He was never mafarik that though.
You don't need to ask. When somebody's building in someone's extension, is the understanding that extension is only for a temporary basis or is it a permanent basis?
You could. It's very often that you have a land lease for a stipulated amount of years, and after the land lease is over, you have to get rid of your building and it goes to me. Very common.
You would have to stipulate that.
That you have to say. Suddenly, it makes an extension and spends a fortune of money. You give permission to put beans in your chutzah. You can't say, whoa, only gave me permission for 5 years. No one spends money.
You're not even paying me. You asked me permission. Fine.
Yes, and you gave the permission.
I never said you could.
You gave me permission.
You
gave me permission.
I gave you permission to put the beans.
So therefore, if you want me to take it down, you have to give me 150,000 because you're muzzing my 150,000.
Well, if someone moves into someone's apartment, they have the right to go out to ask him to take it down. The poles in his own butter. Someone else moves into Shimon's apartment.
What, buys Shimon's apartment?
Someone buys Shimon's apartment. Because
we're saying more than that. Once you give permission, it's like you've sold the rights there. You've got out, you can't retract on the sale and say, no more beams in my foot, sir. You can't say that. You gave me unlimited rights there. You didn't stipulate otherwise.
But what it does do, as the first point you made, is it shows I'm a meshutaf now in the project. The fact that you contributed money to build the walls, I contributed land value to support the beams.
Value land.
Land, right? With the value of the land. And therefore, we're shutfim. We both now contribute to the project, maybe equally, maybe 160-40, we contributed. We're even now. So the fact that I'm now doing something else has nothing to do with the original project.
When you gave your permission, did you speak out? I'm giving my permission on condition in exchange that I'm going to be able to use your floor as my ceiling for free.
If you give a matana,
you can't now say, well, it's a matana. It wasn't really a matana. It was a sale. No one spoke this out to me. That's a sale. I thought up to now, I asked, can I put my beams there? Do you mind? He said, yes, I don't mind. Fine. Now, 5 years later, you're saying, you know what? It wasn't a matana. It was an exchange.
Let me ask you.
Can you do that? Once you've already used it, you say, well, you owe me money. No, you don't.
In the case of the wall, let's say you want to build this wall, but you come to me and say, you know, I don't have the resources to build the wall. I can build 90% of the wall. Can you finish off the other 10%? I say, sure, fine. And I finish off the other 10%. So does that mean that if I now use that wall to complete my chatzer, that I still have to pay you for your 90% because I gave you a matana? Or was I meshutef in that wall, and so you don't have a taina to me now?
I don't understand the mesias you're saying. What's the mesias?
Is
Reuven and Shimon. Speak out, your
right. Reuven says, I can only build 90% of the wall. Can you do me a favor and complete the other 10%? So I happen to have cash. I'm a good friend to hear me. I have all this cash floating around. And I said, fine, sure, no problem.
You should lend me or
do no, I'm giving it to you as a present.
What, the whole wall?
The 10%.
10%? What do you mean the
10%? I'm being mishtatif in that wall.
Shimon is paying for 10% of Reuven's
yes.
wall.
No, it's not Reuven's wall. It's a wall between the two properties.
Yes.
So you're building 90%. I'll build the other 10%.
Yes.
That's it.
That's the deal you made.
Now I go and surround my chutzit with another three walls because that fourth wall is there. Do I still have to give money to Reuven?
If you're talking about the wall in between Reuven and Shimon,
yes.
So therefore, you had to pay even originally for half. Because between Reuven and Shimon,
I didn't pay half. I paid 10%.
So I let you off.
I didn't need the wall between us. Then. You wanted the wall. I didn't
want
the wall.
We'll get into it. It's too complicated, you're saying. No, first I don't quite understand the basis. Let's get into it. So first of all, Malcolm, it says like this. Like everyone is talking about, And Yumi hasn't said why he doesn't think it's Tome, but we'll read it out and then he'll say, "In Geta Hanikim Echas Min Aruchus, Zegila Data Zenichale." If the inner guy decides, you know, I'm going to now enclose myself, and by doing that I'm going to use the walls which are already established, he shows his interest, he's chayv to pay. Listen, according to the amount that he caused him to build a bigger wall.
What does that mean?
I'll tell you what it means. We have a scenario of Reuben's in the middle and Shimon is on the outside. And Shimon closes three sides of himself. Yeah. So now, has Reuben got any benefit? No, Reuben in the middle hasn't got benefit because he's still open to the elements on the fourth side. Yeah. Then Reuben built a wall on the fourth side, and now he's getting benefit from all the walls which were built. Up to now he's got no benefit, but by building the fourth wall he's now enclosed himself and stopped people from the Rishus HaRabim getting in, or the animals getting in, because he's now got three walls which Shimon built on the outside, his fourth wall which stops anything else getting in. Now he's getting benefit from Shimon's walls. Fine. He now has to pay, but how much does he have to pay? Says the Halach in Shulchan Aruch, he only has to pay how much Shimon had to build extra those walls because of Reuben. What does that mean? If Reuben wouldn't be there, if Reuben wouldn't be there, the circumference of the walls will be much smaller, the fact that Reuben's now in the middle. Because if Reuben's in the middle and now pushes Shimon's property out, means the circumference comes bigger.
Reuben's
in the middle. Shimon builds walls on the outside of his property.
On the outside of his property.
His property
would have been the same property.
Reuven now builds a fourth wall, and now he's getting hanar from those outside walls, because now no one from the outside can come into his.
If Reuven wasn't there, why would he have to build
walls? Shimon's building walls between him and the Rishus HaRabim.
Who built the first three walls?
Shimon on the outside built the first three walls between him and the Rishus HaRabim.
Shimon is boxes in Reuven's property, is that the
No, idea? No. He's boxing in his property.
Can you show me how this works?
No, where were the properties?
Who's the Rishus
HaRabim? How does it work on the tape, how I show you how to work, but I'll show it to you. We are now drawing a picture for Yumi. Yumi Gold. Gold insurance with Shimon's in the middle.
Shimon's in the middle, okay.
Reuven's on the outs. I've muddled up the names, okay. Reuven.
Okay.
Yes? And now we've got Rishus HaRabim. All the way around.
Okay.
So what did Reuven do? Reuven built three walls. This wall.
Yeah.
This wall and this wall. North, south and west.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why would Reuven build
Reuven
the wall?
Reuven built the wall. Reuven.
I don't know.
He's got reasons.
I guess he feels more threatened on the neighbors than
that. Now this is still open. And now Shimon is getting an event? No, because the same people from the Rishus HaRabim and the animals can still get into his property.
Right.
Comes along Shimon and builds a wall over here.
Around Reuven's property?
Yeah. Yes.
Reuven should have to pay Shimon.
No.
Well, he builds his own four walls here and the one.
He's being mashbiach his property.
Yeah, so we'll get into it. Because now he doesn't want the Rishus HaRabim to get into him. Now by building this wall, no animals will get into his property.
Okay.
So now by doing that, he is getting now benefit from these walls which Reuven built. Yes? Says the Halacha, yes. Now that he's shown that he's interested in getting Hanar from these walls, how much does he pay? So you would tell me how much you would pay. Well, you would have to pay half of those walls. Reuven built those walls. They are benefiting not only Reuven, but also Shimon. So Shimon is now showing his interest in that benefit, so they should split the Hanar between Reuven and Shimon, half. But the Halacha says not like that. What does he have to pay Shimon? Only the amount that these walls cause Reuven to build more than if Shimon wasn't there. If Shimon wasn't there,
you subtract this land.
If you take that land away, the circumference of Reuven's walls, which he would have to build, will be much smaller.
He would have still. I still haven't understood it. Hold on a second. He still has the same property.
No!
Shimon is
no,
there.
No, only because Shimon.
No, You take the donut out and you shrink it. Who said Reuven wants to shrink it? I've got 500 square meters property.
Come on, how much does 500 square meter property circumference need?
With an empty space in the middle?
No, I don't know.
Who says he wouldn't want an empty space in the middle?
Says the halacha, when Shimon has revealed he's interested in Reuven's walls, he doesn't have to pay for half of those walls. He only has to pay for the extra bit Reuven paid only because of Shimon.
Half of that or all of it?
The whole of that. The whole of that extra bit that Reuven had to just waste because Shimon was there, then Shimon has to pay. But nothing of anything else. Why?
Because Reuven,
this is good for the tape. It's like a donut with the air. You take out the air and the donut and squash it together, it's much smaller than the circumference. And you only have to pay for the increased circumference because of the air.
Yeah, but you see that people, Dafka, want a donut with the air inside.
The Shulchan Aruch argues with you.
Would you buy a donut
now? What's the reasoning? Why doesn't he have to pay for half of all the walls? He's getting benefit from all the walls. Why only he have to pay for the extra bit which he calls?
Because Reuven's Megala his das that he wanted those three walls.
Reuven built the walls, but for himself he wanted them.
So he shouldn't have to pay for what was benefit.
Why doesn't Shimon now say, why don't you say to Shimon, you're using Reuven's walls, all of them. So why don't you just not only pay for the extra bit which he calls Reuven to build, but also half of all the other walls?
Is it a kind of decision? He wouldn't have built the fourth wall if he had to pay for all of them.
That's no time. We'll see. Maybe it's a good time. Says the Bach and the Shach agrees over here. Say number one. If he mashanana habini lechute v'hu linu shir hakifa yisera. It's the extra bit which he had to build. That extra bit which Reuven's building, it has no relevance to Reuven. It's only called benefit for Shimon in the middle. Avakol shah hekif. But the rest of the walls, Shenanabo Gamachitzon, which Reuven and Shimon are both getting Hano, lo mechayev apnimi, the inner guy doesn't have to pay anything, not a cent. Shahari afilu, why? And here's the punchline. Shahari afilu lo hoya apnimi hoya osa hekim zeh. Because Reuven, Eve would always build this wall even if there's no guy to be a partner. Even if there would have been no guy to give, be a partner, he would have built this wall. And therefore, he built these walls for himself. And therefore, since he built it for himself, even if there was no partner around, he would have built those walls. Therefore, when the inner guy gets benefit from it, he's getting the hana, but he's not causing any loss to the other guy, so the other guy would have built it in any case.
Okay.
So therefore,
I don't understand.
If he's getting benefits, yes.
Of course he's getting benefits, but I don't understand. The same svara, you should say with the rest of the three walls. In other words, he would have built that three walls even if Shimon wasn't going to build his wall. The Horaya, he did.
Oh. The size!
That's nothing to do with Shimon.
No, you called me to build extra. Your property calls me to build extra. If you wouldn't be there,
so what is my property called?
I am chaser because of you.
Why are you chaser?
Because you being there. You being there.
So wait a minute. Now you're bifurcating the wall. You're saying Zen and Zen or chaser on this part of the wall, but not on that part of the wall.
Yes, that's not what they're saying.
So when I rent an apartment, I should say I won't need wear and tear on that tile, but not that tile.
So what's the difference of apartments? Everyone's asking a good question. Here we see. When the guy built apartments, let me just make the question good. Guy built apartments and he bought it and he built it. Who did he buy it and build it for? Reuven built and bought the apartments himself. Now Shimon pops in when Reuven's not around. Yes? He's getting hana, but Why does he have to pay for the use of the apartments? It would have been around that use of the apartments even without Shimon being around, without getting the benefits. So you should say the same thing. If you're saying that whenever Reuben would have done it in any case, then the other person who takes the nod is going to be Potter. So why in the apartment case we say no, Shimon has to pay for the use of the apartments, and in this case not just the damage he caused, but all the benefits. And here he's saying only he has to pay for the damage, which, how do you define the damage here? The extra wall, what's it called? Superfluous, because of the circumference is bigger because of the inner sun. Why over here do you only pay for the chosser, which is the extra bit of wall which is needed to just because you're there? And in the case of the house, you not only pay for the wear and tear, you pay for all the hanor. What's the difference? Has anyone got anything clever to say?
You had something.
You should only have to pay for wear and tear by the apartment. Like over here, you only pay for the extra bit of wall, which of course the superfluous needs to be built.
No, wait a minute, the apartment said the issue was you could have rented it out almost as serious. Is that the issue with the apartment?
Wear and tear, he said also. It's good enough.
We didn't say wear and tear was evened out.
Yeah, he said evened out, but if you don't have it evened out, it's good enough. Yeah? So, there's a very quiet silence. The answer is like this. In the case of the apartments, did Reuven know that Shimon was going to get Hanor when he built his apartments and when he bought his apartments? No.
Depends what neighborhood he lived in.
He built it for himself, and when he was on holiday, Shimon came in and used that apartment. He took from Reuven without knowledge of Reuven, knowing that he's going to take. So then, you're taking Hanor, you cause even a little bit of cost, so you have to pay for all the Hanor. Here, when Reuven built those outer walls, did he know by building those outer walls he could be benefiting Shimon?
Yes,
because Shimon is the seer, he's there. He knows by building these outer walls could be a benefit also for Shimon. So therefore, here the pshat is that I'm giving you a matona. Because I know I'm doing it by myself, but I'm saying, even though I'm doing it by myself, I know I'm doing it for you as well, but I don't care, I'm just going to do it in any case for myself. So I'm actually, go ahead, I'm feeding you Hana. If I feed you Hana, you're not chayav to pay. You only chayav to pay for Hana if you take Hana without the knowledge of the owner. But if the owner gives you Hana, it's like giving him a toner. You don't have to pay for
it. Why should you decide to pay anything then?
But the extra bit is obvious.
He gave it to him. No. He gave him that too.
The shot of the extra bit is that it's obvious that I didn't do it for myself. I didn't do it for myself. I'm only doing it for you, because of you. So therefore you have to pay for it. At any stage you will get Hanor from.
But only the accent.
Only the accent. But everything else where I know you're around and I give it to you, that's not taking an oath, it's like giving an oath to you. You don't have to pay. If I give an oath, I put something down your mouth and you feed you, you don't have to pay.
I thought if I'm mashpiach your property, you do.
That's a din of yoritz, it's different. There's no din of yoritz in it. Because the outer walls, but it's not mashpiach from the nechus, it's indirect. It's
it has to be physically on the property.
Yeah. It's called mavriach ari, I think. So, if we see a yosod, that when you feed Hana, you don't pay for Hana. So let's come back to our case. Shimon upstairs meant... Was it Shimon? Was it Reuven?
The upstairs
guy. We call him Reuven now. Doesn't matter. Reuven upstairs. He built his extension. But knowing full well that when he builds his floor, he's automatically giving his ceiling to Shimon downstairs. Now that Shimon comes along after years and actually takes use of it, Reuben now comes to Shimon, pay for it. Shimon says, why should I pay? Well, you've begun to dust your interest. So what? You gave it to me. You knew at the time you built that floor of mine that it could be a ceiling for me. You gave and you fed Hanor to me. I don't have to pay if you feed Hanor. to me.
Why
if I take on all that knowledge, you actually gave me that knowledge.
So why is the fence case not a matana?
It is. The whole fence is a matana.
No, the next door neighbor.
The whole fence.
The next door neighbors are talking about. I think we had a few months ago, the next door neighbors, but we made a second guy pay when he completed the fence.
We'll get there. It's a good question. But if we're saying you're soaked of feeding Allah to you, doesn't mean you have to pay. So therefore, over here, upstairs, Reuven has fed downstairs the ceiling by building his noise. So therefore, the downstairs guy says, I'm not going to pay for that. Why should I start that? You gave it to me as a matana. You gave it for free. I didn't take Allah.
Did this case actually come to Basin?
Of course! Not only did this case come to Basin, this case comes to Basin many times every year!
I don't understand.
This is one of the most common silence in Basin.
How does the upstairs guy have the chutzpah to take the guy that said, fine, you could put your post here for free, to ask him for money now to pay for the apartment to be built?
Because he sees the dance is never done in a whopper, she puts close to $150,000. He already finished paying for his bits run down already. He gets surprised, he's looks like
me. Oh, it's his wife, okay.
It's always the wife problem. That's
he
the
feels
the
like the downstairs guy has run a fast one. He pretended he didn't really want to do it, and once it was up, then he did it for himself cheaper.
So, let's look at number two. Ketzer, Bona Echod Kosel Shmanayim. What happens if you've got Reuven and Shimon next door to each other, and Reuven builds the wall by himself in between him and Shimon? In the middle, between him and Shimon, Reuven builds the wall without Shimon joining. Ve'gbia yud amas, and he builds it high, very high, 10 amas high. You don't need to build 10 amas high, you only have to build 4 amas high, not 10 amas high. And then Shimon, who didn't have any payments, he didn't mishtatef, he wasn't a shutev in the building, he came and built another wall. Then we say that he now, by actually going ahead and using the wall which was built, he now has to pay half for that wall.
I'm not getting
it. As we say, outside the case. Yes. But Reuven and Shimon next door to each other as neighbors. Yes?
Oh,
and
no.
Comes along Reuven, builds a wall in between him and Shimon. A wall which is not halakhically mukhriv to build. Shimon says, I'm not going to pay. Reuven said, fine, I build it, you don't pay. A few years later.
On his property.
In between the two.
Are the two properties?
And Shimon.
What resistance does he have to build a wall on Shimon's property?
He said, can I build? And he said, yes, you can build.
Oh, he's allowing you? Yes. Okay.
So then Shimon, a few years later, said, oh, this is a nice wall in between us. I'm going to use it. I'm going to make an extension to my own house and use that as a fourth wall, that wall in between us. I'm going to actually use as part of my property. Says Alokha, if you do that, now you've revealed that you're interested in that wall. You are now benefiting from that wall. You have to pay half.
What's the 6 amas and the 4 amas?
Because halachically you don't have to pay. 4 amas, not anything more than 4 amas. You don't have to pay. That's in those times. A wall in between the two, you have to build. Both of them.
You have to build
between the two.
Really?
So 4 amas.
The neighbor can force his neighbor to build a wall between them?
So we see from here, apparent outright still to what we said. Here, Reuven built a wall between him and Shimon. Knowing full well, he's also benefiting Shimon when he's building this wall. And Shimon said, I don't want to join them. Then Shimon joins later, and Reuven says, you're chayav, and the halach is he is chayav, to pay for half the wall. And why don't we say the same thing? Reuven gave a matana, so you can't turn around a few years later and say, well, now you've given the matana, I want you to pay. It's too late, you gave me a matana, you can't force me to pay. Why over here do we say you have to pay?
Because if he wasn't here, he wouldn't need the wall.
Not true. Halachically, you only need, no, 4 amas you only need. You don't need such a huge wall. Chazal doesn't recognize that as a necessary. What's the difference over here, we say, even though he gave it to you, you still have to pay when you take Hanar. And in the first case, we say, well, he gave it to you, and therefore you don't have to pay.
Here he did have to make a wall. He didn't have to make it 10 others. But he did have to make a wall.
And then the wall which you had to make, I'm paying. And the wall which you don't have to make, I don't pay. Why over here say, oh, you're using the whole wall, you have to pay for the whole wall?
Even if he didn't halakhically have to do it, he still did it because of Shimon. At the end of the day, it's only because, like you said, the Reuven Shimon, the outer wall he would have done even without the inner guy being there. But with the side, you're only doing it because you have a guy next to you. If there was a river next to you, or you know, you wouldn't have a need. You have a great view and you're fine. You wanted extra privacy for yourself.
But for me, the Hazal say that in order to be good privacy for me, is four amas is good enough.
I'll be a love through the obligation. But it's my own personal decision to make it. It's because I am
because of me.
It's
because you have something in your head. You have something in your head. It's because of me. It's a lesson for life. Neighbors sometimes have things in their heads, and they think it's the other neighbor's problem. But it's not so true. The person has it in their head. So the Ksos asks the question, and he answers like this: Yesh Loma. The data ahoya, because she yitz is she yitzin lo yizgalo chotzeh va chotzeh zitzalo. His intention, since he's building it in the middle, his intention is that I'm building it now, and you're not paying, okay? But as soon as you use it, I am actually giving rights to that use of the wall, and it becomes yours at the time you use it. I'm actually selling it to you.
Wait a minute, I said that.
Okay, given the Giladata Zichale. Given the Giladata Zichale. So as soon as Shimon 5 years later says, oh, I'm interested, Zotzalo Chotzer, his Chotzer, Shimon's Chotzer 5 years later, is Zucha in the wall because the wall standing also in Shimon's property. But Habilim Afreya, his wall. If it's his, then you have to pay. So what's the Ksos saying? There's a difference between the first case and the apples. The first case was walls on the outside. Those walls on the outside can never become the ownership of the inside guy. Because they're not on his property at all. So therefore we're only coming with the concept, Hana! So we say, Hana you can't charge if you give Hana. You're giving Hana to him, you can't charge for it. But in the second case where the walls are between the two properties and the walls built on both properties, the concept is, I'm building on your property, with your permission, right? And the idea is that, okay, you don't pay me now, but if you ever show you're interested in it, then it actually becomes yours! It becomes yours that you can actually bang into it, and you can in half of it and use and put, make heavy things onto that wall, then it means I've sold you half the wall! If you sold your half the wall, it's not just a din of nana, it's a vault of a transaction. You bought half the wall, you now have rights to that wall, you have to pay for half the wall.
The ceiling was in between both properties. The ceiling floor case.
Yes.
That was between both properties.
Now, so you ask, now I have to ask you. We're saying, if it's Hana, when you give Hana, you're potter. If it's now, we're joint owners in that wall, because now we can equally use it, so then you have to pay half, even if it was given to you, because now you're actually becoming owner of it. So now let's look at our case. When Reuben upstairs built his floor, which ended up being the ceiling of Shimon, now Shimon uses it. Does Shimon become the owner of that ceiling, or not?
Reuben couldn't have built his house without Shimon's ceiling.
Reuben built it, and now he built his floor, he's upstairs. And that floor ends up being Shimon's ceiling. Does Shimon, when he now uses that as ceiling, become the owner of that ceiling?
No. It's still above the property line of Reuben's apartment.
It's still Shimon's floor.
Reuben's floor.
Whoever's floor it is, the guy downstairs can't have it as his floor, right?
Right.
So, you're correct. Yeah, it doesn't become his. All he is getting Hana from it, but it doesn't become his. Now let's reverse the scenario. If downstairs was built first, his downstairs property extended, and he built his ceiling, Shimon upstairs wasn't interested. Then a few years later he says, Shimon actually now builds and uses it, but is he becoming owner or just having Hana from that ceiling which it ends up being his floor?
Becoming
no, it's actually, he's stepping on it, he's using it, he's coming over.
It's still not his.
Yeah, it is. But if you're actually using it, if it's mine,
maybe it's a God's one.
No, let's say it's mine. I say you're not allowed to step on it. You're not allowed to step on it if it's mine.
Correct.
So therefore, you won't be able to allow to use your extension.
Correct.
So if you want to use the extension, then you actually have to become an owner. If you become an owner, you have to pay.
But I didn't say you could become an owner. You can't step on
it. No, no, no.
What
that's
do you
not,
know?
Because in a binyan hashutfin, you can't make kedushin like that.
It's my property.
It's your
you
property, but
property.
You have to give ownership away in the event he's paid for.
I do not.
Adas came nichnas into
I never had that das when I came into my
business. Doesn't matter what your das is. But the data it's so didn't they and huggers the name of them
cases come to court and bank people.
So now we're saying an interesting chilek. If downstairs builds first and then upstairs uses it, he becomes not just benefiting, he actually becomes the owner and he has to pay, whether he likes or not, he has to pay for half. But if the upstairs built first and downstairs now uses it, he says, I'm not owner, I'm just benefiting. Benefiting, you gave it for free, I don't have to pay.
What's the difference? You can either use the ceiling to put a light switch in the ceiling. So he's using it just like I'm standing.
Ah, very good. Very good. So let's look at number 4. In Barakotza Rutzlik for Ziz because of that. Somebody wants just to put a nail in his friend's wall. Is he allowed to do that? Barakotza Yochalim Khushbu. He says the owner of the wall can say, don't put, you're not allowed to put even a nail inside. Even his pocket's metepa. Avagavde Shach Hezek Rea, Mekomen Yochalim Khush, because the Ziz is Yikalkal Kosol. He's making holes in his wall. If I'm the owner of the wall, and you're not, you're just benefiting, then I say, I'm the owner. You can't even put a little screw in my wall. You can't put a little screw in. So we're saying like this. That we said, if upstairs built first, and then downstairs now closes and gets hanah from that ceiling, which is, what's the floor of upstairs? We say he doesn't have to pay because it's hanah, it's given for free, because he's not the owner. That's with a tanai, that he does nothing to that ceiling. He doesn't put it or use it as any ownership. He doesn't even put a screw in. But as soon as he puts a light fitting in, then that is becoming an owner. Then even the downstairs will have to pay.
So now we know halacha, we would be very careful not to put anything in the ceiling.
And then he won't live like a ben adam. Again. So therefore, in conclusion, yes, if you give someone a hanah, then the person getting a lot doesn't have to pay. But here, he's tried to pay, not because you gave a lot to me. I'm tried to pay because I've become actually owner of what you built. And if I become owner, you have to pay. So therefore, in both scenarios, most likely you become owner. Definitely, when it's upstairs, downstairs, you become owner. When it's downstairs, upstairs, you become owner. And upstairs, downstairs, you put the ceiling, the lights in, so sure you become owner. And then you would have to pay in both scenarios for half the value of that building of that floor.
In the case of Kena Basin, he had put things in the ceiling?
Yes. Yes?
No, that's not usually the way it works.
The wall.
When he builds his floor over there, underneath the cement, then they have to build a drop ceiling where they screw everything into it. They don't actually screw stuff into
the cement. If that's messy, yes.
Now. I cheated with the cousin of
Shalai. Now. Before we get to the buzz of this, we'll just say one more, two more points. Here's another case change at Basin. Reuven and Shimon, both on ground floor, neighbors. Reuven makes an extension into his garden. He asks Shimon, do you want to also make the extension at the same time? So therefore we can share the cost of the middle wall, so to speak. And Shimon said no. So Reuven makes the extension of his property. Okay. Now, what does he have to make his walls out of?
Who?
Reuven, that is now extended into the garden.
Oh, thick, strong material.
Now, extended into the garden, what does he have to make his walls out of?
Whatever he wants.
No, it has to be stronger than you would need if you had an air next to you.
Not stronger, it has to be more insulated.
Yeah,
because it's open to the elements on three of the sides.
The pack, no matter, you mean.
Three of the sides is open to the elements. So therefore, he had to put sealant on all the walls, and he put also Yushami stone on all the walls. because all three walls were open to the elements. So that's what he insulated and put the Shabbos stone on all three walls. Shimon, a few years later, now makes extensions to his garden, and now he's using the division wall between Reuben and Shimon's party, he's actually using as part of his walls now. So he ends up only having to make two walls, because he's got his own house wall, and the division wall, which Reuben already built.
Which he can dive into with things, direction. Yeah.
Now Reuben, as the Dark of the Kodesh, takes Shimon to Basin and says, that, look, that middle wall you're using, pay for!
Pay more than 50%, because you cost me extra by making me put in a more expensive wall.
You pay half at least, you're using. Yeah, putting out your pictures, you're doing things in that wall. So Shimon,
he didn't build anything on that side at all. He just used the wall.
He
didn't build his own wall there at all.
No, he didn't use it. He just used the wall. So the Shimon turns down and says, you know, firstly, the Yishami stone you put up, you can't have the Yishami stone inside your house. I had to take the Yishami stone off. Totally useless for me. Yeah? So I gained benefits, I took it out. You can have the Yishami stone back. But Vakasha, here's the Yishami stone. One morning, wakes up, there's a Yishami stone in his garden. As soon as he got the house of honor to base.
It's a God one.
I don't want it. Here, the Yishami stone off.
What do you don't want it? It's mine.
It's also mine.
It's not yours.
It's mine all as well.
It's my property. Whose property is it?
There's a wall in between our properties.
Does the wall go on both properties?
Yes.
Oh, so he let him build on his property.
Yes, it's still a divisional.
It's still a Goslin. Take it off. Take apart my wall.
You don't need it.
You don't need it, but it's my wall.
So that. Now Reuben says,
you don't need my car.
Reuben then says to Shimon, okay, you shall be stone you want, don't want, but the insulation, all that, I had to pay for much better quality wall. So Shimon turns around, I don't need that quality wall. It's an internal wall. Internal wall just needs blocking.
What?
Simple blocks.
Blocks.
Just needs blocks. I don't need such a complicated wall. I'm not going to pay for such a complicated wall. I'm willing to pay half of a block wall, not half of such a wall.
Good
is it a good sign of Shimon's, or is Reuben say, at the mice at the end of the day, you're owner half in this wall, so you have to pay half.
They pay what the market rate would be for the kind of wall that's necessary there, which is just blocks.
Yimmy, what do you think?
I'm still stuck with the gossip.
Does he pay for just half of a block wall, which he says he could get away with because it's internal, or does he have to pay half of this Yishami stone insulated thick wall, which he says he doesn't really need, but he has to pay because he's become an owner?
He's clearly Megala his das that he didn't want the insulated wall.
But yeah, he's you, but we're not going with Hana, we're going with your owner. What are you ownering? Are you owner of a wall which is insulated with your Yishami stone, and therefore if you're owner of it, then you're a partner, you have to pay half.
You can have this in any case. One guy goes ahead and does something, the other guy that comes after has to take it as it. He wasn't involved in the building or anything like that. He was going to start handling and saying...
So the pastures of that Mishnah says that the person, when he becomes a partner, has to pay half of it, whatever the wall was built out of. Gvil, Gozis, all different types of quality stone, it doesn't matter what you want. At the end of the day, you are a partner in this wall, you have to pay half. That's the pastures of the Mishnah. But there's one big exception. I'll ask you like this. Somebody builds a wall, and he makes it out of gold. A gold wall. And now I come and use that wall, but I don't need gold, I need just wood. Everyone knows of wood, that's normal to be wood over here. Do I have to pay half of gold, or do you have to pay half of wood in such a case? If it's not a normal wall to be built there, then you can say, I'm a shutif in a normal wall, not an abnormal wall. I don't have to pay half of a gold wall. So over here, when you have an internal wall, is it normal to have your Yishami stone insulated wall as an internal wall in between two properties?
No.
Definitely not. Definitely not. Internal wall? Definitely not. So therefore, the basin does make up at that stage the taina that you don't have to pay half of the the Yashami stone insulated wall, you only have to pay half of a regular, normal, internal wall. That's what you have to pay. Because that's what's from the Kubon standard in such a
home. The reason why it's internal is because I built there first. It would have been external if I didn't build the other three walls around my room.
It was built originally as external and it was made into internal. Yes?
No.
Yes? Reuben built, and therefore we had to make external.
But the only reason it's not external for Shimon is because Reuben built his room around it.
Which I have a right, because it's my own property.
Who has a right?
Shimon. Shimon has a right.
The way I understand the case is we have two mirpasot next to each other, okay?
Two gardens next to each other.
Whatever. Reuben closes his garden.
Yes.
Okay, so now he's got 1, 2, 3 walls.
External.
That are external. Now, all of a sudden, this one became internal because Reuben built another 2 external walls.
Yes, in his own property.
But it's the only reason it became internal is because it was the expense.
But, let me speak it out. The wall that you want me to be a partner in, never in his right mind would ever be, if I'm a partner, an external wall. By definition, a wall which you want me to be a partner in would always be an internal wall. And therefore, the hana which I'm taking, the bias I'm taking is only of an internal
wall. Why is it an internal wall?
Because when I use it, it automatically turns into an internal wall.
Why?
Because if I enclose, then it makes it internal.
It's between us.
But if you're the only one enclosing and I'm not enclosing, then it's an external wall.
Then I'm not using it. I'd have to pay. If you want me to be a partner, then it's internal. You can figure about next week, and we'll do the Chazanish next week. The Shaila lights. Reuven sold his property. Reuven built upstairs. Shimon's downstairs. Built his extension. Great. Now, does Shimon want to build? No, doesn't build. What does he do? He sells his property to Levi. Levi now does build downstairs. Now we say he has to pay. Because he's now using that upstairs floor as his ceiling. He's using it and becoming an owner. He puts his lights in it. How much does Levi have to pay in such a scenario? The value of how much it cost Reuben to build originally, which was 15 years ago, much cheaper, than the value of how much it would cost today. At what stage does he become an owner, this Levi, now that he is using that floor of Shimon's, which is his ceiling, and he's becoming an owner in that? At what stage is he becoming owner? Is he becoming owner from when it was originally built, and therefore he only has to pay the value of half how much it cost to originally build, which was 15 years ago, much cheaper? Or is he coming now, at the time he's actually become using it, now an owner, and he has to pay half of the value now, which is much more expensive? Think about it till next week.